The rationale is because we think that with this, with BTO, because of the MOP effect, they are sitting on a very potential profit margin if they do decide to exit. And there's this psychology effect in the sense that families that have stayed there for 5, 8, 10, 15 years, if they are BTO first-hand owners, they might not move immediately in the first 5 years because the psychology is like this. Hey, Daniel, this one will be like very tough for them too. Is it too bright or... All right, welcome back to NOTG Cracking the Code. Today we're on episode 4, and what we're going to discuss today is basically this effect called the exit audience effect. And this exit audience effect has a specific kind of exit audience that we're talking about, and this is pertaining very much to the OCR district, meaning the mass market district. And of course, with the latest classification that was being announced on National Day Rally, removal of non-matured and matured HDB housing kind of terminology into standard plus and prime. If you have not seen the previous episode, we talk about the one HDB and one condo investment model that is being linked with the ripple effects from this standard plus and prime. We're not saying that it would definitely happen, but we're just saying that it might happen 14 years later in terms of the new policies. But of course, that is like way later, 2037, 2038. But if HDB has already reclassified that, because Singapore is already modernized, we're like a first world country, and in fact a lot of mass market condominiums has actually outperformed CCR and RCR condominium projects, maybe it's a little bit of high time that we also rethink the classification of OCR, RCR and CCR. Alright, so just have a look at this particular condo that's sitting on top of Jurong West MRT station, Centris, super outperformer. Lease starts from 206, completed 209, number of units 610. Let me just bring you to our PLB article. So basically, if you head on to our Property Lim Brothers editorial page, you will see this article, how 28 districts are being classified. We broke down into this segment for you. Basically, if you look at this district map, anything in the orange region, these are the CCR zonings. Anything in this dark blue region, city fringe, we call it RCR, rest of central region. Anything that's outside, we call it OCR. So the example that I'm giving you is, of course, it populates across different districts, different townships, but not all mass market condos has outperformed CCR, RCR properties. I'm just giving you one particular example to share with you what might evolve in the future years ahead. So we're talking about one property in Jurong. Of course, great location, sitting on top of the MRT, almost like an integrated development. And I'm going to compare to a property in District 4 right here. Now, this property, of course, a lot of people know what this home is. Fantastic architectural fleet. In fact, this is one of the landmarks right now in Singapore. Largest land plot, 1001 plus unit, 2006, 2011. And of course, the tenure start date is the same. Both are 99s, but I just want to compare in terms of profitable and unprofitable transactions. Profitable transactions, 177. Unprofitable, 277 transactions. But let's have a look at Centris. In fact, I think Centris is really like an outperformer because profitable transactions, 532. In fact, some of the largest profit that the first-hand owners has made is about 1.3 million, 1.2 million. And of course, if I were to look at the unprofitable transactions, there are only 14 of them. In fact, I would say the first-hand owners are mainly sitting still on a lot of untapped margin profits that, of course, the day that they sell, then they will realize it, but they're sitting on a lot of paper gain. So both properties, one in Jurong, one in D4, which is at Keppel, both were starting from 2006 as the lease tenure date. Why is it that one can outperform the other? And that links us to today's topic, cracking the code. It has a little bit to do with the OCR, RCR and CCR region, but of course it doesn't apply to all properties. It doesn't apply to all comparison. But this is relating to today's topic because we want to look at new townships. And new townships, for example, like Woodleigh, new township, All right. In fact, a lot of people say that this sort probably might be the next Bishan, because why? It was sitting on the old cemetery land, similarly to Bishan. And Punggol, of course, is a new township that has already been developed over the past 20 years, but there's like part two to Punggol because the digital district will be completed likely next year once the new SIT will be up. And of course, you also have Fernvale, which is already a new township. You have Canberra, a new township. You have Tengah, the latest township. And of course, in future, in the year 2030, the next one will be the up-and-coming existing Paya Lebar Air Base. That's going to be a brand new township as well. You also have Buangkok, new township. Now, how do we define new township? The definition of new township in our context, it doesn't apply to the national context. In our context in PRB, how we classify this is that this kind of new township has this phenomenon, which is it has a huge percentage of HDB BTOs being planted into the landscape. And the BTOs are being planted by clusters. So for example, if you were to look at this with me together, this is Woodleigh. If you look at Woodleigh, right in the middle is being surrounded, which is the Woodleigh MRT station and the Woodleigh Mall that has just completed. If you've not been there, fantastic mall. A lot of good shops are right there. And right across it is a beautiful man-made alcove lake. And this township, basically, what we're referring to is that, look at this, there are four clusters of HDB flats which will hit its MOP in 2026. This will hit 2027, this is 2026, 2027, 2030, 2029. And these are cluster of HDB flats with probably about 6 to 8 blocks. Here has probably about 10 blocks. Here has probably about 15 blocks right here. And we are talking about the HDB clusters that has been launched as a BTO project in the past. So this hitting MOP in 2026, it means that the owners right here, they probably has collected their key around 2021, hit 5 years MOP, and then they are eligible to sell. Now, if they got their keys in 2021, very likely we minus another 4 or 5 years, they have balloted it in the year, maybe about 2016 or 2015. And this is now something that the owners here are looking forward to, meaning that maybe they'll be looking forward to the fact that, hey, you know, I've already waited for 5 years to get my keys. I stayed for 5 years. I love this location, but I'm sitting on very good profit. Right, so if I come back to this particular article on srx.com.sg, Woodleigh Glen, 2016 BTO, very likely the cluster that we're talking about. There were 670 units of 2-room flexi, 3 and 4-room, 330 units of 3 and 4-room. If you look at the pricing, so the 3 rooms were being launched at about 360 over 1,000. The 4 rooms were being launched at 518,000. And this will then give you an indication of what is to come. What do I mean by the indication? Because if, let's say, averagely, we're talking about maybe this cluster, Woodleigh Glen, right? The 4-room flat right here, and this is like walking distance to the MRT station and the integrated mall. Brand new, 5 years. And take note that when somebody buys a BTO, their lease date don't start from the construction date. Their lease date starts from... Do I have a pen? Okay, great. Their lease date, if let's say they got their keys in 2021, the 99 years of the HDB BTO starts from 2021. It's not like private properties. Private property starts from the land tenure date, and you have to wait some years to adhere to the construction period. But HDB is fabulous in the sense that your 99 years actually only starts from the day you collect the keys. It's like HDB gives you the construction period for free, right? So 2026, these people bought in at 518,000, fantastic price for 4-room. In 2026, their flat has a balance of 94. We call it the MOP HDB flats. How much do you think they are going to sell? If you look at the current prices, near MRT, this is considered an RCR city fringe area. It's not even OCR because Woodleigh is considered RCR already. City fringe, near the town. Next couple of stops, you're going to hit Bugis already. And how much would they sell? 900,000? 950,000? Roughly about that. Let's just take it at probably about $900,000. If they were to exit at 900,000, they enter at 518, they are looking at a profit of close to about 300 plus to 400,000. And if they've already paid down their loan significantly using their CPF and with grants, maybe the EHG grant or something like that, they might be looking at even encashing more. Maybe they might be able to encash about 500,000. So this is the kind of exit audience that we're talking about in new townships. Because if there's a lot of MOP BTOs, and if the price that they enter with the exit price allows them to sit on a huge margin, that allows them to then think about whether should they want to upgrade to a condo within the same township, or do they want to go somewhere more central or swap locations. And of course, with that backdrop, we will then use our mode analysis as a key anchor point. Because with our mode analysis in PLB, out of the 10 factors, if you notice, there's one factor here called exit audience bracket HDB upgraders. And that is why we like to look at this for OCR properties. If you look at this Punggol district, I just bring up three condominiums. One is Treasure Trove right across the Punggol MRT station and right across Watertown Mall. Is it Watertown?
Waterway Point.
Okay. Right across Waterway Point. Park Central's opposite MRT. Privé, a little bit further away, about 10 odd minutes walk. And Privé is right diagonally behind Park Central's, but it's still walkable to MRT. Look at these three of them and how they score in exit audience. They all score full 5 points. If you look at this, exit audience, 5 points for Treasure Trove, 5 points for Park Central's, 5 points also for Privé. And how do we define exit audience in PRB with that HDB upgrading effect is that if you score 5 points, it means that you have more than 2,000 new HDB dwellings in the past 10 years. That means HDB has constructed more than 2,000 units of BTOs within that same proximity. And the rationale is because we think that with this, with BTO, because of the MOP effect, they are sitting on a very potential profit margin if they do decide to exit. And there's this psychology effect in the sense that families that have stayed there for 5, 8, 10, 15 years, if they are BTO first-hand owners, they might not move immediately in the first 5 years because the psychology is like this. So let's say, for example, you got your keys in 2021, all right? Okay, or you balloted at 2016, you BTO'd. And then 2021, you got your keys. 2026, you can sell. We call it the MOP date. But maybe you choose not to sell. Why? Very likely, during these 5 years, you spend your first year doing your reno, getting used to it, enjoying the couple time as a young couple. Maybe by 2023, you decided to have children, all right? And then maybe your child is born in 2024. And then during that first 2 years, you still want to enjoy your home. So what might happen is that you might make a decision only in 2031 at the 10th year mark of staying there, because by then, your child probably will be in the range of going to nursery, kindergarten, K1, K2, or starting to go to primary school, P1, P2. Very likely, because you're so comfortable there, your child has already started to go to the nearby mall for tuition. You go to the nearby swimming complex for swimming lessons and stuff like that, and you're very familiar with that township. The kindergarten is also nearby. You just drop off them, come back from work, childcare, and then pick them up, go back home. And also very likely, your entire family nucleus, maybe some of your siblings or parents are also staying nearby. And you're very used to that entire zone in terms of traveling, transportation, and things like that already. And you already have formed a very nice, like, kampong effect also with your BTO cluster friends and all that. You do group buys and stuff like that. What might happen is that even if you intend to move within this years from the MOP date to your 10-year mark, and you think that, hey, you know, I'm sitting on a profit of about 300,000-400,000 and I've already paid down a lot of my loan. If I sell my HDB because I bought it at about 518,000, now I can exit at 900,000, for example. And after I less off all necessary fees, maybe in terms of cash and CPF, I can clear up close to maybe about 600,000. And that will then allow me to move up to maybe a property close to about 1.8 million. And then you might be thinking, should I still continue to stay in this same township because all my friends and my kids and my way of life is here? Or should I move out to a brand new town that I don't know any neighbors and things like that? So this will be a consideration point because this is what we call the stickiness effect. Stickiness is formed and when we have a comfort level in a certain area, which is why you always talk to friends and family members, right? Like, for example, if your friends grew up in the West, most of the time when they are going to get married, there's always a discussion with their spouse and partner. Hey, you know, should we stay back in the West? But if your spouse grew up in the East, maybe your spouse will prefer the East, because there's always a familiarity effect, a comfort kind of effect that we don't want to give up, right? Our parents are there, our friends are there, we grew up there, our schools are there. Most likely, our friends attending the schools there also grew up in that area. So you have a lot of fond memories in the region. That's why people that grew up in the East, they want to go back in the East. West, go back in the West. Your friends in Woodlands, you also want to go back to Woodlands. So this is only natural because we are all human beings. And the stickiness effect is very important because that relates to our decision metrics here. Now, just imagine, if we look at the entire map in Singapore, if let's say you're intending to buy your property for your own stay or whether for investment, the strategy now can change. Because it's no longer too much about OCR, RCR and CCR. Now, OCR is all this zoning right here. But if you were to study the different townships here, each township now is extremely established and powerful in the sense that there's a lot of MRT stations. There are good shopping malls. In fact, some of the rentals, just look at Serangoon Next Mall. If you go and inquire about a PSF rental of Serangoon Next Mall, which is in Northeast Zoning, in D19, Serangoon is a cross island line MRT station sitting at the basement level of the Next Mall. And the Next Mall is extremely huge because it has about 300,000 square feet of retail space. The rental PSF there, if you want to rent a shop in Serangoon Next Mall, is extremely expensive. It can be comparable to some malls in the township region. Why? Because the volume is huge. The traffic, human traffic, is extremely huge. There's a lot of people coming here because it intersects between the Northeast MRT line and the Circle line. And this is such a fantastic shopping mall that a lot of heartlanders love to go to. Now, most of the regions in OCR already have things like hospital. You look at Jurong, you look at Yishun. Woodlands is going to have their own hospital. Northeast region already have Sengkang Hospital. East region already have Changi Hospital. So Yishun, you have Ng Teng Fong Hospital. Jurong, you have Ng Teng Fong Hospital. Yishun Hospital is which one? Khoo Teck Puat Hospital. You look at international schools. Indian International School is being shifted to Punggol. SIT is going to be established in Punggol. You look at Changi region, you already have its own university. The latest shift was actually from OFS, Overseas Family School. It was from River Valley being shifted to Pasir Ris. And I call this like a decentralization process because I think our government is extremely smart. They want to make every township to be self-sustainable. And of course, with the rejuvenation of CBD area, it has its own plans as well. But I think in terms of a township, a mixture of hospital with international schools, with different kinds of stuff going on, every township now seems to have its own pivot. And this means that whether you're looking at the first property for your investment or second property for your investment, if you're going with the two property model between you and your spouse, sometimes what this might mean is that because we already have about 16 rounds of cooling measures, and we all know that if you want to exit, most likely you're going to sell a property to the next Singaporean family. One strategy to look at is, of course, this exit audience with HDB upgrading strategy that we are talking about. And if you can leverage on this, then I think you have added more security or safety benchmark level into your property investment, because you know that there's going to be a stickiness effect. You know that there's going to be a comfort effect. And there's an existing group of BTO owners sitting on healthy margins. It's just whether they want to sell or not. If they want to sell, this is a ready audience. If they don't want to sell, that's all good and fine. So this is Woodlay. All right. Fantastic, a lot of clusters, sitting on healthy profits. You look at Punggol as well. Punggol, you thought that the construction is going to stop. Now they're all building all the seafront, North Shore, HGBs. In future, all these facing towards the sea one, they're going to fetch very high quantum as well. There's going to be its own LRT station and MRT station, Punggol Coast right here. And this is near to the Coney Island. I mean, a fantastic kind of setup. you look at Fernvale. Fernvale, there's no MRT station, but some of the properties here has performed extremely well. For example, you look at this High Park Residences, they are sitting on a very healthy profit gains because a lot of this Fernvale, in fact, Fernvale HDB has outperformed some of the Sengkang HDB because of its like new design. And then this town, somehow people just love the fact that it's like a nice enclave on its own. And then if you look at Canberra, of course, there's a lot of BTOs that's going to hit MOP as well. Some has already hit MOP, very near to the MRT station. All these projects has also done very well. And Tengah will be the next one. Buangkok as well. Sengkang Grandmore has done extremely well. And in future, of course, all these HDB upgraders, if they are sitting on healthy profits, they will be able to upgrade to some of the properties within the MRT station. So I think one first step to look at is that if you want to have a little bit more kind of like a certainty, that means you don't want to worry about, you know, like, hey, you know, in future, if I were to sell, will there be somebody to take over my property? Then maybe the first step, if let's say you yourself want to have more certainty, you can first look at the OCR zoning that is having this first set of criteria first, all right? You start from the MRT station. If there's a more, I think it's an added plus point, then you stack on it, all right? You stack on the fact that what about the exit audience in terms of the amount of BTO that is being built around the condo in that township? And then you move on to schools. The more you can stack on, the better it is. And of course, last but not least, when you go with the type of properties, let's say you have fulfilled this, type of properties that 3-4 beta is, in my opinion, I think is a very important factor because you're targeting BTO families. They have already stayed from a 3-room flat or a 4-room flat, at least 3 bedrooms, and they have children. They want to expand their family. It must make sense for them if they want to move from their HDB to a condo, put it from their profit from BTO to the next home. Minimally, I think they want a 3-bedder. So I think by and large, if it's possible, aim for this bedroom size so that when you want to sell, there's a ready exit audience targeting at the exit audience right here. So I hope that this cracking the code part 4 is useful for you. And I'm going to see you on cracking the code 5. We're going to dive deep more into the thought process behind how we look at certain things, how we think. Of course, this is the way that we have analyzed properties over the years. It has served our clients very well, even for ourselves as well. So I hope that this has added value to you. And of course, if you want to see any particular kind of comparisons or things that you want to discuss about, leave a comment in the comment box below. I'd be very happy to look at them. And thank you for staying tuned with NOTG. In the meantime, take care. We'll see you soon. Cheers. Oh, welcome back to Cracking the Fold. Cracking the Fold. Oh my goodness. 11:34 a.m. man, my voice is cracking already after last week's debate session. So